Tomorrow, members of the Federal Open Market Committee, the policymaking arm of the Federal Reserve, will meet to decide whether to raise interest rates. A news report last week said that 8 of the 12 Federal Reserve Bank presidents wanted to hike short-term interest rates by 0.25%. Raising the cost of money slows the economy and keeps inflation in check. Commentator Merton Bernstein says this is one case where the government's right hand really should know what the left hand is doing.
On the one hand, when the Federal Reserve boosts interest rates, it seeks to restrain inflation by curbing employment and discouraging wage and salary increases. On the other hand, this policy sideswipes Social Security. Most of Social Security's funding comes from the payroll tax, called FICA, levied on wages and salaries. Slowing down job formation and wage and salary improvements lowers Social Security's income. Reduced employment opportunities push more seniors into drawing Social Security benefits. That's a double whammy. Less income, more outgo for the Social Security program. Amazingly enough, the Fed's Open Market Committee does not take into account this adverse impact on Social Security when making those interest rate decisions. Today, many express concern over the imbalance between Social Security's long-term income and payout. Currently, Social Security income exceeds its outgo. That pattern is expected to change in about 2015. Although, on average, wages and salaries will improve, they won't for many people. As a result, Social Security will get less revenue than it will need. Clearly, public policy should encourage greater employment and improve wages and salaries for their own sake and to strengthen Social Security. Of course, inflation can strain Social Security resources by boosting benefit payments through cost of living adjustments. But so long as wages improve more than benefits increase, the system stays ahead. At the very least, the Fed should do what it now does not, take account, indeed very careful account, of what its interest rate decisions do to America's largest domestic program, Social Security.
Merton Bernstein is a professor of law at Washington University in St. Louis. He was a consultant to the 1982 National Commission on Social Security Reform.